I know my parents love me. Stand behind me, come what may. I know now that I'm ready, because I finally heard them say it's a different world from where you come from.
By Keith Sweat. Now, Dr. Cupid wants everyone out there to follow his love prescription. Just stay tuned to WHCU. And remember, there are only 48 hours until V-Day. V, as in Valentine.
Dr. C, the Surgeon General of the Airways.
Oh, I'm glad you're here. Check this out. Watch this. It's time for Dr. Cupid to get personal. Today's love line, ladies, he writes, I'm an international studies major whose hobbies are literature, making sushi, and listening to you. Ooh, are you ready for this much sharing? Meet me in the library tomorrow at 4. I will be under R for romance languages. Sensitive non-smokers preferred. Sincerely, Dal Walker. P.S. I got a perfect score on my math SATs. Well, good luck to you, brother. And now, Funky Pie by Stu Gardner.
Dog, you're Dal Walker.
Yes.
But you don't know how to make sushi.
Hey, if I am lucky, I will not have to know how to make sushi.
So what are you going to do when all those sensitive non-smokers go to the library looking for Daryl and they see you?
They're not going to see me. They're going to see you.
You double dog.
I want you to plant yourself in the library like a space probe, looking for any signs of life that is female and foreign, and bring it on home to the doctor.
Aye, aye, Doc.
Yeah.
Dr. Cupid, 50,000 watts of jive.
Now, who does Dwayne Wayne think he's kidding with this Daryl Walker stuff?
Only himself.
Oh, I think it's kind of sweet and romantic.
I think it's desperate.
That too. Mm. I think they should report Dr. Cupid to the FCC and the AMA. By the way, does anybody know who this Dal Walker person is?
Isn't he one of those Charleston Walkers?
Yeah, fifth generation. Really?
Mm-hmm. She's on her way to the library.
You know, if Daryl wasn't Dwayne Wayne, I'd go meet him.
I wouldn't.
Sushi tonight, sayonara tomorrow.
Hey, I got my Valentine's Day present from Mike.
Oh, great. Wow. You gonna open it?
Oh, I have to wait till Valentine's Day. It's our tradition.
Oh. Yeah, well, it's not my tradition.
It's not your present.
Oh, I wonder what it is.
Let's see. Gilbert Hall? Oh, sure. Master's calling. Could you repeat that, please? Okay, hold on. I'll get her. Letty?
Hmm?
Oh. phone call. It's, Mr. Mepepo. Hi. I thought she was home, but she's not. She went somewhere else.
When will she be back? Never. not never. Late, very, very late. Oh. Okay, I'll give her the message. Bye-bye, Mr. McPeppo. Letty, he sounded so sweet. Why won't you talk to him?
Oh. Wait a minute, Letty, now. There's a story here, and I have a feeling this is gonna be good.
He had a foreign accent.
Ooh. South African. End of story.
Wait a minute now. So, where'd you meet him?
Mozambique. He had to flee Johannesburg.
Why?
He was publishing incendiary material. And he kept right on publishing it and smuggling it across the border. But this is ancient history.
I like ancient history.
Okay, so you met him, you fell in love with him, and then what happened?
We worked side by side to get out the paper. Then he proposed.
Ooh, I knew this was gonna be good.
He proposed that while he ran the paper, I tend to the children. Oh, and in my spare time, I could run the mimeograph machine. That was the first time that I threw the machine at him.
Come on, how long has it been since you've seen him?
28 years, 4 months.
I think she wants to see him.
Girl, are you kidding? She's dying to see him.
Have you been listening to Dr. Cupid? Did you hear the message from Daryl Walker of the Charleston Walker?
Ah, yes. He's the one who got a perfect score in his math SAT.
Well, in spite of that, something about that ad has stoked my embers.
Whitley!
Oh, put your eyeballs back in their sockets.
Being that needy is an embarrassing and unattractive state. Totally unbefitting you.
That's why you're going to the library for me.
Marcus, you never give up.
Of course not. Is this allowed in the girls' dormitory?
No. The last I heard, you were teaching in London. What are you doing here?
Attending an economic conference in Washington.
Oh.
But I want to hear all about you. Who is he?
Who is who?
The man fortunate enough to claim you as his bride.
I'm not married, Marcus, which is just fine with me.
Of course.
I know that laugh. It's the one I don't like.
Forgive me, lady, but you, mother superior to a flock of young children, what a waste.
I'm teaching them a lot.
How to be stubborn old maids?
Better than stubborn and narrow-minded.
Oh, I'm stubborn, eh? Mm-hmm. Narrow-minded, eh? Mm-hmm. You're the one who takes happiness and throws it away with both hands.
Marcus, I was happy with you, and I'm happy without you. You have never been able to understand that.
You are a brilliant woman, but you don't know what you want.
I know what I want now. I want you to leave.
Throwing it away.
I didn't hear a thing.
Neither did he.
Well, Letty, someone wouldn't get that angry at you if they didn't really care about you.
If he cares that much about me, then why did he leave?
Because you asked him to.
Ha ha ha! Every time I see you, you've got your head buried in a book.
I do not.
There's no law against reading in the library. Sociology 136. Are you in that class?
Yes. I sit up close. I'm nearsighted.
Let me see.
Without my glasses, you're just a blur in a hat.
I'm not wearing a hat.
What?
Gotcha. How can you see through these things? They're filthy.
I know. Let me see yours.
I can see.
So can I. Our prescriptions must be close.
Very close. Extremely close. Millie, don't ever get contacts.
Ladies, today's love line is once again from Darryl Walker. Ladies, tomorrow is February 14th, and I'm still making sushi solo. If you like sunsets, wine coolers, and public television as much as I do, meet me at the pit. Wear a red carnation and decorate my lonely table. Hoping to be yours, Darryl Walker. Ladies, what's happening? Are your radios broken? Come on, Darryl is a quality dude. This is the only man I know who is secure enough to wear pastel colors. If Darryl Walker spends Valentine's Day alone, it will be a travesty of love. Darryl, I know how you feel, man. This one goes out to you.
Big news. Lady Luck has glanced my way. I got a date.
With who?
It's Millie, all right?
Millie? Well, she's a little nervous for my taste, but you could do a lot worse.
Thanks.
Here you go. Give her these chocolates.
But what about Darryl?
Oh, Darryl can get them dirt cheap the day before Valentine's Day.
Thanks, Doc.
No problem.
Chocolates.
So take a good look at my face. You'll see my smile looks out of place. If you look closer, it's easy to trace the tracks of my tears.
Yeah, you and me, Smokey.
Honey, will you do me a favor?
Is money green?
You've got to read this announcement on your love line. It's for a friend of mine.
Dear Marcus, can we try again? Life's too short. LB. Is LB fine? Because we could hook up with my man Darryl Walker. Perfect match.
I have a strong feeling she wants Marcus.
Wait a minute. Denise, it isn't you, is it? Oh, I'm shocked. If you wanted a date, all you had to do was come out and say so.
Dwayne, it's not me. I'm going to the party with my girlfriends.
What a waste.
Why? If I can't go with someone I love, I should at least go with someone I like.
Okay, Denise, what's your type?
I don't know. Someone who's tall. Or short. Or perceptive. Intelligent. Funny.
There you go. Bingo. Funny. That's me. You're talking about me.
Type of guy that would wake me up at 3 o'clock in the morning just to look at the moon.
Ooh. What would he be doing in your room at 3 o'clock in the morning?
Quilting.
I'm back.
Why?
Because someone named Dr. Cupid had a message from you. What did he say? Life without you is like a ballet with no swans, a hoggy without cheese. Strange wording, but I was touched by the sentiment.
It wasn't me.
But it was to Marcus from LB.
Well, you must have another admirer.
Your appeal brought me over here to apologize. But since you claim you didn't make it, I'll leave.
Why not apologize anyway? It's good for the soul.
Letty! You're the only woman I know who can get me to admit I was wrong.
When did you ever admit you were wrong?
I must have been, or you wouldn't have left me.
Marcus, I hated saying no as much as you hated hearing it. But I couldn't marry you then, and I still can't.
I know. You're right.
You understand?
Understand what? I'm married.
Married?
She's no firebrand like you, but our daughter is. No doubt because we named her after you, Letty Mbeb.
Marcus, I can't think of a better way to have your last name.
I want you to have it.
Oh, she's going to be a real heartbreaker.
Oh, a man can learn a lot from a difficult woman.
And I learned a lot from you.
You did?
It's always useful to know how to throw a mimeograph machine.
Thank you, Ronald.
You're welcome, Millicent. May I get you a beverage?
I'll have a mochaccino, but only if you join me.
I would never let you drink alone.
Okay, Maggie, look, I can't stand the suspense any longer. Are you going to open this or not?
Okay, I'll open it. Here goes. To my beloved Valentine. Guess that's me. Remember this. G3, love Mike.
G3?
The jukebox at the cave? That would be the first song he ever danced to. Oh. Bully Bully. Oh, that's so sweet.
Just looking at you, kid.
It's sweet and spicy. Sort of like you. Ron, you devil! Millie, you deviltress!
That Cupid. Making a house call. Hey, has Daryl gotten a date yet?
Daryl. That brother is home sharpening his Ginsu knives.
I'm drinking mochaccino.
Me too.
Whoa, don't get too wild, kids.
Hi. I'm a non-smoker and I love sushi. You gonna ask me to sit down, Daryl?
Denise.
Come on, Dwayne, give it up. I need a perfect score on my math SATs to know that Dwayne Wayne equals Daryl Walker.
Denise, I'm sorry, but I don't know how to make sushi.
Well, that's okay. I'd rather have you than Daryl anyways.
What?
Dwayne. Friends. Okay.
How about a quilting bee? Let's hear it for the doctor.
Still waters run deep.
Whitley!
Enjoy yourself, Millie, and happy Valentine's Day. By the way, have you seen Daryl Walker?